Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the Qalb Institute podcast, Companions of the Quran. This Ramadan, Qalb is committed to provide education and programs to all aspects of our local community as well as across the world. To help in this effort and invest in your Sadqa Jariyah, visit supportqalb.com and help us expand our efforts. Jazakallah khair and thank you for your continued support. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأزكياء وأصحابه الأتقياء أما بعد. In our deen there is a heavy emphasis on the idea of consistency, that rather than focusing on accomplishing a lot, commit to a little. Commit to something that's realistic. Build it into your schedule, build it into your routine. Be honest with yourself. One person starts by reading 10 juz of the Quran in one day, and then they don't open the Quran again for months to come. They face an immediate burnout. On the other hand, there is a person that might read maybe 2 or 3 ayat every day, but they're consistent with it. They know this is built into their routine and they can accomplish this goal of theirs. In the long run, the one that is consistent will win the race. The one that is steady will win the race. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Indeed, those that said, "Our Lord is Allah," ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and then they were steadfast. Steadfast in what? Steadfast in their statement that they believed in Allah and were then willing to act upon that belief. Similarly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ya ma'ashar al-qurra istaqimu," Rawahu al-Bukhari. And the riwayah continues on, "Faqad subiqtum sabqan ba'idan, fa in akhadhtum yaminan wa shimalan laqad dalaltum dalalan ba'ida." That first part of the narration, "Ya ma'ashar al-qurra istaqimu." O group of reciters of the Quran, be steadfast, be committed. It's easy to lose focus. It's easy to be distracted. Going off of our conversation yesterday, for those people that struggle with the Quran, the task of memorizing it or developing proficiency in recitation could be overwhelming. How am I ever going to accomplish this? I can barely pronounce the letters correctly or put a few words together. I can barely recognize the letters properly. How will I ever be able to read an entire ayah without stopping, without stuttering, right? Without choking up on my own words? How will I get through this? It's a matter of consistency. That you stick with it every day. And when you get stuck, you don't let your failures or your struggles define you. You say Bismillah, you make dua to Allah, and you start again. Being consistent is the key to success. You have one person with a lot of talent and they're inconsistent, and another person with talent, without talent, and they are consistent, the second person overall in life will accomplish more. Because the person that struggles looks for creative ways of making up for their weakness, where they lack. And if they build a good routine, and this is why the ulama, they would suggest that for a person that wishes to memorize the Quran or develop proficiency in the Quran, they should start by first and foremost finding a good teacher. Find someone who is ahead of you in the journey. Someone who knows what you're trying to do so they can help you, guide you, share their best practices with you, compassionately motivate you, be a mentor on this journey. What is the role of a mentor in life? The role of a mentor in life is to inform the mentee, the student, that there's so much more you can accomplish beyond what you believe you can accomplish. That's what a mentor does, that you can do more, buddy. I'm here to coach you. Like the coach that stands in the corner of his fighter and tells him, you can do more, keep pushing, keep pushing. That's what a teacher does. And the teacher then makes corrections and guides and educates that these are the principles that you need to know. And the teacher is also very important for accountability. Someone tries to memorize the Quran on their own, unless they have a tremendous amount of discipline, it doesn't work out. You have a teacher and you know that tomorrow, 6 o'clock, my teacher is going to be waiting. I need to be there. I can't stand my teacher up. I need to come prepared. If my teacher, who is very busy and senior and has so much on their plate already, makes time for me, then I have to make sure I put in time before I show up to my recitation as well. Accountability and responsibility. And along the way, when you fail, don't go too hard on yourself that you crush your own ego, that you crush your own ambitions. Consistency isn't just a straight line of growth, it's ups and downs, but when you fall down, you allow yourself to be vulnerable and say, Bismillah, let's start again. Bismillah, I'm gonna do this again. This week wasn't the best, that doesn't mean I fail. Because in our mind, we have this idea that if I don't pray all 5 salah in one day, I shouldn't pray any of them. It's an all-in or all-out situation. Then unless I'm doing all 30 days of fasting, I shouldn't fast at all. Unless I come back from Hajj as an absolutely changed person, there is no benefit in going to Hajj. That's not the way we think. We have a saying in Arabic that if something can't be accomplished holistically, take whatever little bits you can take. مَا لَا يُدْرَكْ كُلُّهُ لَا مَا لَا يُدْرَكْ كُلُّهُ لَا يُتْرَكْ جُزْءُهُ. That if something can't be accomplished holistically, if I can't have the entire meal, don't deprive yourself of a few bites. Those few bites will help you get through the day, and then tomorrow you try again, and the day after you try again. But you never give up. And then when you do accomplish your goal, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's statement, it resonates, إِذَا صَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكَ وَسَأَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكَ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٍ. That when your good deeds make you happy, that alhamdulillah, I finished the juz. Alhamdulillah, I completed the memorization of Surah Al-Fatiha. Alhamdulillah, I have the last 10 surahs of the Quran memorized. Alhamdulillah, I have Surah Yasin memorized. And that's a part of the consistency. Give yourself realistic goals. Maybe instead of stepping into Surah Baqarah all at once, you start with, you know, the last surahs of the Quran where they're smaller. When we were in madrasa memorizing the Quran, our mashayikh would generally have us memorize the Quran backwards. The last surah of the Quran I memorized was Surah Baqarah. I went all the way back, all 30 juz in reverse. It was awkward because everyone else that I knew, you know, from my friends and people in other places that were memorizing the Quran, they were memorizing it forward, but our sheikh had us doing it one juz at a time, 30, 29, 28. And now that I reflect on it, it played a big role in confidence because the surahs were smaller at the end, and then as you make your way towards the front of the Quran, they got longer, so you were blessed with these accomplishments that alhamdulillah, I was able to grow, that I accomplished something, I gained something. إِذَا صَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكَ. When your good deeds make you happy, you celebrate them, you thank Allah. وَسَأَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكَ. And when you're wrong, makes you sad. That man, today I didn't fulfill the haqq of the Quran. Today I missed the Quran. Today I skipped a class. Today I made faulty, useless excuses. Today I fell to the traps of shaitan. سَأَتْكَ. Makes you a little sad. فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٍ. Then know that that day you are a believer. Because you have an internal conscience that keeps you happy and also displeases you. Be consistent with the Quran. As long as you keep coming back, as long as every time your app reminds you on your phone that, buddy, you haven't read the Quran today, or this is the ayah of the Quran, you don't just swipe that away. Swiping it away and pushing away that responsibility is a sign of negligence. That's not consistency. But you take that reminder and you say, no, I'm gonna commit. I'm gonna give my 5 minutes. I'm gonna give my 10 minutes. Istiqama. They say, al-istiqama tu fawq min alfi karama. That, you know, consistency is superior to 1,000 miracles. Because miracles have nothing to do with your own doing. They are divinely given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istiqama speaks of your effort. It speaks of who you are, that you are consistent. The Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in, they were consistent, committed people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's legacy is about consistency and commitment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to hold firmly to the Quran and allow us to inch away ayah by ayah, surah by surah, chapter by chapter until we commit the Quran to our lives, not just to our memories. But we commit the Qur'an to our lives. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the companionship of the Qur'an. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ. Assalamu alaikum.